This is Austin Pace with BYU Idaho Radio, and I'm here with Jeremy and Rochelle Claridge, the owners of Kainoa's Hawaiian Grill here in Rexburg. Thanks for letting me come in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about you guys, about your family.
A little bit about us. We're originally from Southern Arizona, the same place you're from, oddly enough. Both of us born and raised there. We've got four kids. Our oldest is your age. You went to school with him when you guys were youngsters, which is kind of fun to be doing this interview like this, but... he got married in August, and then we've got a 19-year-old girl, a 16-year-old son, and a 12-year-old son. So we've been in Rexburg for about 5.5 years. Yeah, there's not sure what else you want to know.
No, that's perfect. So what prompted the move to Rexburg? Was it opening Kainoa's?
It was not, actually. That's a good question. We're still trying to figure that out ourselves. You know, both of us born and raised in Southern Arizona, we kind of thought that'd be home forever. But in 2017-ish, we just kind of started having this push that we need to do something different. And why Idaho, I don't know. You know, this, we didn't have any experience up here. We never really spent any time here, didn't have any connections up here other than Rochelle's brother and his wife were going to school here for a bit. But we just had this draw to come here, which was really strange for us. We were very comfortable where we were, but we actually traveled all over the state looking for different places, and Rexburg was one of the last places we came to. And as soon as we came into town, we knew that this was the place. You know, it was, this is where we needed to come, and we still didn't know why. And so I fly crop dusters in the summertime, and that's what I do here now. I fly out of St. Anthony, and that's still what we're trying to figure out. Kainoa's was, I wouldn't say an afterthought, but it was something that developed, you know, during this process of figuring out where we were going to live. So when we came into Rexburg, my wife's, one of her first comments was, what are we going to do without Kainoa's? So Kainoa's is, the original one is in Thatcher, Arizona, as you know, and we loved it. It was our go-to place. It was a place we went to all the time. And so for her to think about what we were going to do without that when we moved 1,000 miles away was something. But as soon as she said that, I almost immediately just had the impression of, this is what we're going to do, you know. And we had no idea if Eric, the founder of Kainoa's, wanted a franchise or not, but we oddly enough drove around town for the next couple of hours looking for a place to put a Kainoa's, and we had no idea if it was even a possibility to bring it with us. And it's about a 17-hour drive home. All the way back, we talked about it like it was just going to happen, and it did. We talked to Eric, and after just a few minutes of talking with him, we all realized that this was the direction we needed to go.
Something I'll add is Jeremy actually helped move my brother up here when he was coming up to go to school, him and his wife. And I had never been here. The day we drove up here to move, it was the first time I had ever even been to Rexburg. But I remember him calling me and saying, Rexburg's a really cool place. Like, he would pull up maps and he's like, there's something about Rexburg. It's just cool. Something about Idaho. And I'm like, you're crazy. Why? We're comfortable here. Why would I even up and move my family for no reason, you know? But as this process started going, I thought, I think this is where we're supposed to go. It's been like a part of his mind for a while before we even knew we needed to change something. So it just felt right for our family.
So what was that move kind of like? Tell me a little bit, because, I mean, it's totally different, Rexburg, from Thatcher, Arizona. So tell me what that was like for you guys and your family. How did you guys adjust, and how did you guys' kids adjust?
Well, for us, it was absolutely terrifying. You know, like I say, we were pretty comfortable in Arizona, and we moved up here to a place where I didn't have a job. We had this idea of opening this restaurant that we didn't know if anybody was going to come to. And it was terrifying. I would say we exercised faith more than we had ever had to up until that point in our marriage. And one of the biggest lessons I learned from this whole thing was to listen to the Lord and listen to the Spirit. And when He tells you something, to have faith that He's going to guide you and direct you through the process. And so we moved into town. I didn't have a job. I didn't have anything going for us. We were spending way more money than we were bringing in, which was zero. And it was absolutely terrifying, but it worked out. We were so blessed in the process, just so blessed in it. And looking back now, would I do it again? I don't know. if I knew what the end you know, what the other side of it was going to look like. Absolutely. But we were in a place where we were just, we exercised a lot of faith, and it was pretty awesome, you know. And we've had a lot of people say, wow, that's really cool what you guys did. And some people say, you're absolutely crazy. And I think it's a little bit of both. As far as our kids, I think it was a little bit different for them. Our two older kids, they struggled a bit. You know, we pulled them out of junior high and high school and plopped them into a much bigger school than they were used to. And, you know, it took them a minute to get the swing of things and to find some friends and some groups. But ultimately, they did well. And the two younger ones, they just fell right in. You know, they did really well. So, yeah, I think it's been an interesting experience, but one that I don't regret one bit. You know, it's been a pretty neat experience overall.
So tell me a little bit about that conversation with the owner of Kainoa's and Thatcher. What you brought it up to him. Tell me about that conversation and how that went.
So a guy that I used to work with, when Eric first opened up the original Kainoa's in Thatcher, a guy I used to work with was his first general manager. And, you know, I worked as a paramedic down in Arizona for a lot of years, for 17 years. And Brandon, this guy I worked with, as he was getting into the EMS field, he was working for Eric. And so I just reached out to Brandon. I didn't really know Eric very well. I just knew who he was. And I reached out to Brandon and I said, hey, you know, did he ever talk about franchising? And do you think he would? And he goes, you know what? He actually did talk about that and doing that. And I said, great. Can you put me in touch with him? So Brandon made that connection with us, and we went and sat down with Eric one morning before his restaurant opened. And we talked for about 45 minutes, I think, and we were just sitting in a booth in his restaurant, and he was kind of sharing numbers and some different things with us. And we were sharing our huge dreams that we had of, you know, we are believers in Kainoa's. You know, we were customers before we were owners, and we really wanted to just spread that wherever we went. And I'll never forget, after about 45 minutes, Eric, he just kind of sat back and he put his pen down on the table and he said, you know what? I built my business off of inspiration. He said, I've felt the Lord's hand in every aspect of it. He's an architect by trade. You know, hasn't been in the restaurant business forever. This year, he'll celebrate his 14th year of being open. But he really felt like he was guided by the Spirit to do what he's done and has been wildly successful, especially in the little valley that he's in. And anyway, he said that he really believed that it was inspiration that led him to do that. And he said, it just feels right. He said, there's something about you guys and the timing and the place that just feels right. And I think we should do it, you know? And so it happened really fast after that. And things just fell into place and doors opened that probably shouldn't have. And everything just worked out really well.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that process with, I guess, finding a location and, you know, opening up here in Rexburg.
So the location, this building that we're in, it's a great spot, being right across from Porter Park and just, you know, a block off of campus, part of Hemming Village. It ultimately is a really great spot. Right next door to us where Tropical Smoothie Cafe is, that's the building we were originally going to go into. It was vacant, and it was just by chance that we had the idea one day. This was Nielsen's Frozen Custard at the time. And we had the idea one day, we thought, I wonder if they wanted to get out of their lease. And so we reached out to them and asked, hey, is there any chance you guys would want to close up shop and get out of your lease? And they did, which we were kind of surprised about, because this is a great building. It's a great location. And they were ready to move on and do some other things. And so that part of it was a huge blessing, to be able to just move right into a building. We had to do a lot of work to it. Rochelle and I did all the work ourselves on the interior to transform it from Nielsen's to Kainoa's. But we took this building. We moved up here the end of September of 2018. We got this building November 1st, and we did our soft opening on December 4th. Wow. And so we put a lot of work and a lot of energy into it to get it to, you know, to be ready to open. But that was one of the things that I don't believe was an accident. You know, it was a blessing to us to be able to get the building, and it was a blessing for them to be able to get out of their lease and to move on with what they needed to do. So, yeah, that was quite a whirlwind of a time. you know, we had a lot going on, and we were new to the restaurant business. We didn't know what the heck we were doing, you know, and so we learned a lot along the way. And we actually, before we moved up here, her and I worked in Eric's restaurant in Arizona for 6 weeks for free, just learning everything that we could about the process and the restaurant business and, you know, everything about Kainoa's. And so when we came, we felt like we were fairly ready. Not totally ready, but fairly.
Rochelle, what was going through your head during this whole process? Because like you said, it was fast. That's a really quick process. What was going through your head this whole time?
It was very fast. Looking back, I think it was a mix of emotions, scared to death. We came up here with a plan and a plan only, you know, and looking back, I mean, things fell into place. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Definitely some struggles along the way, you know, some stumbling blocks, but I feel like everything just fell into place. And I don't doubt at all this is what we're supposed to be doing. You know, it was a 360 on our life coming up here, just moving and hope it all worked out. And it definitely did. We've been very blessed along the way, but I feel like I've learned to listen and trust more than I ever have. Hindsight, there's been many things in our lives that have led us to where we are. And so I don't doubt at all that we're doing what the Lord wants us to do right now.
So soft opening was on December 4th. Tell me a little bit about that. What did you guys get a lot of foot traffic, or was it kind of slow? What were your guys' first thoughts on the restaurant and its, I guess, how well it was going to be here in Rexburg?
Well, that part was absolutely terrifying as well. So the soft opening, you know, granted we were fairly new to the area still, but we had gotten to know a handful of people. We invited, I don't remember, 30 or 40 people, I think, that for the soft opening, it was invitation only. So we invited them in. We fed that entire group for free just so we can figure out the process and what we were doing. And we had every single one of our employees, I think right out the gate, we hired 14 or 15, and we had every single one of them here trying to figure out how to do what we're going to do. And I was so grateful that Eric Blair from Thatcher came up, and the franchisor, and he spent 3 weeks with us when we first opened and just made sure that we didn't completely drown and gave us the much needed direction that we needed. But yeah, so that first night, there were some hiccups. There was a few things that, you know, we had to work through, but we made it. And then the next day we were open for business. And that was really scary because you don't know what the response is going to be. You know, we're a brand new concept in a brand new market, and we had no idea what the response was going to be. But the day was huge, and we had a line out the door for most of the day, and we made a lot of mistakes. We learned a lot of stuff. We made a lot of long-term customers that are still coming today. But yeah, it was really weird. We did this just before Christmas, so the timing probably wasn't perfect because, you know, 2 weeks later, all the students were leaving for 2 weeks. And so that, we definitely felt that, but we were just at a point where we needed to get open. You know, we needed to stop spending money and have some money start coming in, you know? And so that was just a chance that we took, and ultimately it worked out fine. But that opening day is really scary. And the days that follow are scary because you don't know, you know, is this just something that people are going to try out and then move on to the next thing, or maybe they don't like it, or you have all of these things running through your head. But here we are 5.5 years later, or just over 5 years later, I guess. And yeah, we're rocking it.
I think for me, it was a very humbling thing. Just, I remember right before we opened, gosh, I'm gonna get emotional. Right before opening on our grand opening day, we sat down with Eric and we kind of had this little spiritual moment of, this all feels right. Things are just going to go. It might be hard, but things are going to work and it's going to go. And it did. As he mentioned, Eric was up here for about 3 weeks getting us going. And I remember the evening he left and he's like, hey, you guys have got this. You call me anytime you need me. And I just cried. I'm like, you can't leave us. I don't know what I'm doing. But in reality, we did. And we had lots of divine help to help get us through. You know, and it was many, many phone calls to Eric of, what do we do? This is happening. What do we do about this? You know, and it's all just, there's lots of hard, but lots of good and lots of blessings along the way.
So this place is obviously very important to you guys, and it's got that emotional attachment. So how has Kainoa's blessed you and your family?
Wow, I don't even know where to start with that one. You're absolutely right. There is a huge emotional attachment to... I don't know if every business owner feels this way about their business, but one of the things I never get tired of is seeing people who are happy because of the experience they've had here. Or it never fails when I'm at somewhere, you know, throughout the town, somebody will recognize me or they'll recognize my shirt and say something positive about Kainoa's. My little brother and his family were up here last fall, and he and I went and ran some errands through town. We made three different stops, and at all three stops, somebody commented about how much they loved Kainoa's. And so that has been very gratifying for me. It's been pretty awesome. Just lets me know that hopefully we're doing something right, hopefully. Another way that it's been a huge blessing is it's been a place that we've come together as a family. All of our kids have had the opportunity to work here, and sometimes that's been as much of a curse as it has been a blessing. But for the most part, it's been a great way for our kids to just learn to be responsible. You know, they don't have the same emotional attachment to it that we do, but they know it's a family business, and they know it's something that we do together as a family. And they all get to make a paycheck here and pay for their vehicles and their own gas and all of that stuff. And hopefully, you know, it's given them the opportunity to learn to be responsible adults and that kind of stuff. But yeah, and the other thing that I think has been a huge blessing is just the opportunity we have for expansion, which we're currently working on. You know, we are the first and so far the only franchise for Kainoa's. And we've got Eric's blessing to expand that how we see fit, and as long as it follows, you know, his model, and we're going to do just that, you know. And so what the future holds for us, I think, is going to be a massive blessing to us in many ways. When I first got into this business, my first thought was, you know, you kind of see dollar signs, and I think that's why any of us get into a business, is we want to make a living at it. We want to do well, and that has very quickly changed for me. I've seen the effect that we've been able to have on many of the employees that we've had come through our doors, you know, and, you know, right here in this office that we're sitting in right now, we've had a lot of cry sessions. We've had a lot of life lessons and a lot of employees asking for advice and different things. And many of them are a long way from home and don't have parents here. And so we've kind of filled in that role with some of the things that they needed. And there have been many blessings given right here in this office with those same employees. And so my focus has shifted a little more away from, you know, the financial reward of owning a business, and is more on the what can we do to help people and to change lives, you know. And we have a real opportunity here to shape the lives of the employees that come through here, you know, and be a positive influence on them. So that's been a huge rewarding part of it for me.
So tell me a little bit about your guys' menu. What should somebody expect coming into Kainoa's to order for the first time?
Well, it's a loaded question because we have a huge menu, as you know. A little bit of a backstory to that. When Eric first came up with everything Kainoa's, his wife Malia, she's the Hawaiian influence behind Kainoa's. His idea was to do something along the lines of a In-N-Out burger menu, where you have just a few basic items and you're really good at those. And for him, that was the Hawaiian plate lunch. So we have five meats, our misoy chicken, which is a marinated grilled chicken, our katsu chicken, which is a thinly sliced chicken breast that's breaded and deep fried, bulgogi beef, it's a thinly sliced Korean style beef, our kalua pork, it's a salty smoky pork, and then you can't have Hawaiian food without fried spam. And so the idea was to build the menu around that and have, you know, your basic sides, your Hawaiian sides or white sticky rice and mac salad. And that's the way that he started out, and then he realized we've got to branch out a little bit to get people in the door. And so he came up with the Hawaiian style tacos, which are fantastic, and the different wraps, which are very, very good. We've got big hearty salads. And what we have found, and I think it's the same thing happened for him down there, is you get these other items that bring people in the door, and then they go back to the Hawaiian plate lunch. So by far, year after year, our biggest seller is our combo number one with, you know, you get two meats, two sides, and a drink. And so it might be something else that brings them in, but they always end up going back to that Hawaiian plate lunch. And so that's been really neat to watch. It's just good comfort food. You know, it's something different than you're going to get anywhere else. One of the things that we don't do is we don't skimp on ingredients. All of our sauces are made fresh in-house. We don't buy the cheap chicken. We don't buy the cheap meats. We spend a decent amount of money to get the good stuff, and I think you can taste the difference in that. Most things are made to order, which is really nice. Can't do that with everything, but everything that we can do that with, we do, so that we maintain that freshness, you know, right to the customer.
Awesome. So what is each of you guys' favorite item on the menu?
I love the Kalua pork. That's probably my favorite. I eat a lot of that. So probably like the Kalua green salad. What I like most about this place too is it can tend to be a little allergy friendly. You know, we have a lot of gluten-free options. We have some vegan options. We do have some soy-free. You know, we've learned there's a lot of people around here with a lot of food allergies, food sensitivities, and it's kind of opened for anybody with most food sensitivities or allergies. So that's what I like about it. But I think the Kalua pork is probably my favorite thing.
Yeah, I think my go-to thing right now is the chicken katsu. If I'm being completely honest, the first time I had Kainoa's a lot of years ago in Thatcher, Arizona, I didn't care for the katsu. And I don't know why, because I don't think it's changed one bit since then. But I love that katsu. There's something about that crunch in the chicken that's just, it's fantastic. So being that I get to eat it quite a bit, I think my preferences kind of, they're a little bit all over the menu, depending on what I'm feeling for the day. But yeah, right now it's definitely the chicken katsu and the bulgogi beef. The bulgogi beef is just fantastic. It's a great flavor. One of the things that I didn't mention earlier that I will always recommend to a first-time customer, if you're coming here and you don't know what to get, a lot of people just automatically gravitate to the chicken teriyaki bowl, which is good. It's a good bowl. But if you want something that'll blow your mind, completely change your life, it's the Ono fries. The Ono fries are a must.
It's my favorite on the menu, for sure.
Yeah, hands down. And I mean, we get orders that today, you know, earlier when I was here, there was an order that came back, and I think there was 5 Ono fries on it. Like, people are just loving these things, you know. And for those of you who are probably wondering what Ono fries are, it's we put French fries in the bottom of a container, drizzle it with ranch dressing, put a handful of cabbage on it, and then our diced up chicken katsu, so the breaded chicken that's, you know, diced up. And then our Waikiki sauce goes on top of that. And the Waikiki sauce is a sweet tomatillo sauce with a slight hint of jalapeno in it. And a little more ranch on top of that. And I tell people all the time, if you don't absolutely love this, it's on me. And I've never had to come good on that offer. And it, you know, people could be dishonest and be like, yeah, I didn't really like it. Nobody's ever done that. So they're a must.
That Waikiki sauce is magic. I have it in my fridge all the time at home. I put it on pretty much everything. It's so good. You can't go wrong with it.
Awesome. So you guys talked a little bit about franchising. So where do you guys see yourselves in these next 5-7 years?
Well, where I see myself is spending winters in Arizona. No, we've got some pretty big plans in the works. We're currently working a deal in Idaho Falls on a development there, as well as one in Caldwell. And so in 5 years, my crazy dreaming self, I'd like to have 4 or 5 more of these open in 5 years, maybe more, who knows, we'll see.
So where can somebody go, you guys have a social media presence, or where can somebody go to find out more about Kainoa's?
We do have a social media presence. I've never been good at that, if I'm being completely honest. So we hired a guy towards the end of last year that handles all of our social media. So you can find us on Facebook at Kainoa's Rexburg, or on Instagram, Kainoa's Rexburg. Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at now. And there's David, our social media guy, has done a fantastic job of creating content. He's got a lot of great videos and pictures and stuff up there that you can go check out. And yeah, I think that's the best place to find us without actually walking into the store.
Right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for letting me come in and talk a little more about Kainoa's. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Austin. Appreciate it.